Let's talk real-life horror stories about notorious serial killers like Jack the Ripper. Or keep things on the lighter side with some unexplained encounters in Georgia where mysterious hands are pulling people underwater. It's all a lighthearted nightmare on the Morbid podcast. Hosted by Elena Urquhart and Ash Kelly, Morbid is a full dose of true crime with a splash of comedy. This month, Morbid is celebrating its 5-year anniversary. To celebrate, the show is releasing a special anniversary series, a festive edition of Listener Tales, and more surprises all month long. I'm about to play a clip from Morbid. While you're listening, follow Morbid on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts. Download the Amazon Music app today.
All right. So it's, what do you always say? Get in your way back machine.
Get in the way back machine.
There you go. Buckle up.
To the time when Ash should have been alive.
Oh, God. Maybe not like here, but.
Yeah. But the 70s.
The 70s for sure. I wish. But here we are.
In
the 20s. All right. Well, Price. Let's talk about Price, Utah. Back then, it was a pretty safe place to live. And it was a great place, as far as Loretta Jones was concerned, to raise her 4-year-old daughter, Heidi. Loretta was a single young mom at just 23 years old. She had so much on her plate. She was taking accounting classes. She was being a full-time mom. But guess what? She was getting the fucking job done. And her daughter, Heidi, who again was 4 years old, absolutely adored her mother. They had like this close bond, the two of them. Now, she remembered being with her mom, like following her around the house as Loretta would do like ironing or cooking household chores. And she remembered getting ice cream with her mom and how much Loretta loved to listen to music. Like she'd put on the radio and just dance all around the house.
I love that. Core memories.
Yes, like beautiful core memories. And all of Heidi's memories of her mother up until the morning of July 31st, 1970, they're precious memories that every kid should have with their mom. Like memories that they can just reminisce on later in life and just like have a good time being like, oh my gosh, mom, do you remember when we used to do this?
Yeah.
You know? But unfortunately, that was not the case for Heidi or Loretta. They were robbed of that opportunity. When Heidi woke up at 4 years old on July 31st, 1970, she remembered that she was scared. And she wasn't so sure what exactly she was scared of, but there was just this feeling in the air that freaked her out. And she was so apprehensive that she actually peeked out of the keyhole of her bedroom door before venturing out into the living room.
That's wild. At four, she already had that, like,
that feeling.
Intuitive sense.
Our bodies do.
Yeah.
Like, they totally do.
We just don't listen to them as adults.
That's the thing.
But kids do.
And that's why kids are way more subject to, like, paranormal activity and things like that.
Because they're just open.
They are. So Heidi looks through the keyhole of her room, and so she's like in her room looking out into the living room. And when she peeks through, she sees that somebody's lying on the floor in blood. And when she opens up that door to inspect a bit closer, she realizes that the someone lying on the floor was her mother, 23-year-old Loretta Jones.
Oh my God, and she was four?
4 years old.
Oh.
So she ran outside to see if she could get any help. And that's when she saw one of her neighbors out in his front yard. He was like a little kid. And in every source, it says that he was looking for bugs and critters just to use as bait to go fishing later that day. And I just feel like that is such a good example of how you can just be so totally oblivious to like what other people might be going through. And like, you know, you might just be having a perfectly great day and this is what's going on next door.
You have no idea what's happening.
The perfect example of, again, and why we should always treat others with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
So when Heidi ran up to the boy, she told him, "I think my mommy is dead."
Oh my God.
Which ruined me reading that.
Oh.
So the boy runs over to her house with her and they peek into the doorway and he's like, "I think you're right." So he runs, he tells his parents, they take Heidi in and they call the police. And when the police arrived, there was no doubt that Loretta Jones had died. She had been murdered. She was lying in a pool of her own blood on her own living room floor.
My God.
So immediately the police wondered if this case had anything to do with an incident that they'd actually been called to the night before, just a couple blocks away from Loretta and Heidi's home.
Ooh.
So a few blocks away, a 10-year-old girl named Lori Kulo was outside playing with her brother and his friend. And the brother and his friend were out in the front yard playing, and she was in the same area, but she was kind of riding her bike, I think, out in the street. Doesn't sound like it was very busy. It was like later at night. So she's doing little loops on her bike. And apparently the two boys didn't realize that she was still outside when they went back inside. And it actually took Lori a few minutes too to realize that she was outside alone. And she was like, "Ooh, like it's dark out. I gotta get inside." So she starts to head in for the night. But as she's doing so, She sees a man out of the corner of her eye. And she just thinks for a second, like, registers that. And she immediately noticed his hat. It was a bright yellow hat, and it had some kind of bold floral print all over it.
Hmm.
Now, before she knew it, this man came rushing toward her, grabbed her from behind. She was struggling to get away with him from him because the way that he grabbed her made it so that both of her arms were behind her back.
Oh, my God.
And he had a hand over her mouth. Now, luckily, she was able to actually get her hand away from her mouth for like a split second. And I read in a couple sources that it was because she was chewing bubble gum and she pushed the bubble gum out of her mouth as she was screaming.
Oh, my God.
So he must have like taken his hand to. Like,
yeah, like not
away.
Knowing what it was.
Mm-hmm. So as he let his hand away for like a split second, she let out like a blood curdling scream. And the man let go of her instantly and started running away from her.
Good.
Just as Lori's brother and his friend were coming outside to see why the heck she was screaming. So she quickly tells them, she points in the direction. She's like, this man tried to grab me. So the boys run off after him, but it's too late.
Oh.
But something they noticed, too, was this man's yellow hat because it had fallen off as he was running away. And he actually even took a second to pick it up. And like grab it up as he was running away.
Which is wild that he chose to wear that hat.
To do these horrible things that he definitely did.
Yeah,
it is. So this man managed to get away that night. But this man would end up serving time for the attempted abduction.
Good.
And eventually they would get him on murder charges.
Oh.
Same man. It might just take 46 years to do the latter.
Holy shit.
46 years.
46 years.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Morbid wherever you get your podcasts or early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.